Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah continues with the process of performing the mitzvah of skila. Beis ha-skila ha-yagavoa shtei komos. The height of the place where the skila takes place was two stories high. In other words, the height of a human being is generally presumed to be three amos. And therefore, we say this would be six amos high. And he stands in this high place, the person who's been pronounced guilty, together with the Edom, and his hands are tied, and they throw him down from a standing position. Echad min ha'edim dochafo al-masnav. One of the Edom, it pushes him down from his thigh area. Nepach alibo, if he falls and turns over onto his front, onto his heart. Hovcho amasnav, he flips him over onto his thighs, onto his back. Imesba, if he died through that fall, yatza, they have fulfilled the mitzvah of skila. Vimlav, and if not, hasheni, the other aid, notel asa evan, takes a stone. Venosna alibo, and he puts it on his heart, but actually it means that he threw it with force onto his heart. And actually the Gemara explains that this stone was prepared in advance. It was something that it was a weight that took two people to carry it, and the two Edom together would raise it up above over the person, and then one of the two Edom would then place it into the hands of the second aid, and he would then throw it down on him. Imes bayatza, if he dies through that, through the stone, then they fulfilled the mitzvah. Vim lav, and if he still has not died, rigi maso b'chol Yisrael, he's stoned by all of Kal Yisrael, everyone who's there. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, yad ho edim ti abo rishono lamiso, the hands of the edim should be first in putting him to death. Yad kol am b'achrona, and the hands of the whole nation should be last, it should be second if they were not successful. Kol ha-niskolim nitlin. Now the Mishnah moves on, that once skila has been performed, there's another process, which is called tliya, in which they would hang the person. They would actually not hang him this is not a hanging as asphyxiation or breaking his neck or with a noose, but rather this is hanging up the person's corpse afterwards by their hands, and that is called tliya. Kol ha-niskolim nitlin. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that anyone who was chay of skila, who was liable for the punishment of skila, also had his corpse nitle, hung afterwards. The chachamim say, "Einu nitle ela megade ve'oved avodah zarah." He says, actually, the only two averas for which a person was hung after being killed was somebody who is a megade, somebody who curses Hashem, chas v'shalom, ve'oved avodah zarah, and somebody who worships avodah zarah. Ish tolen oso pun of klapia am. If it's a man, they hang him with his face facing the nation, facing people. Va'isha panea klapia eitz. And if it's a woman, she has her face facing away towards the wood, the piece of lumber that's being used for to hang her from. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Eliezer's opinion. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim dispute this and say no. Ha'ish nitla, that a man is hung, v'ein ha'ish nitla, a woman is not hung at all. The whole mitzvah of Tliya, they say, is only with a man, not with a woman. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer responded to the Chachamim and said, there's an incident that seems to disprove that. Well, Shimon ben Shantach, who headed the Sanhedrin in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash, tola nashim ba'ask Ashkelon. He hung women in the city of Ashkelon when they pronounced them guilty of being a violation that required skila. Amrulo, Chachamim said back to him, in order to point out that there is no proof that you can bring from this incident, they say, Shimona Noshim Tola. He actually hung on that day 80 different women. The Ain Dun in Shnayim B'Yomechad. And the halacha is that you cannot judge two people a capital crime on a single day. You need time to look into their case and see whether or not there's a reason to acquit them. And therefore, this must have been a hara'ashah. Hara'ashah means that it was a unique situation, that the situation required it, and it was what we would call almost like an extra legal situation, so you can't bring any proof from that. So therefore, the fact that they hung women, it could be that you normally don't hang women at all after they've been killed. Now the Mishnah moves into the question of how is the hanging actually done? Ketzad tolano, so how do you hang the corpse? Mishakin es hakorav aretz, you take a beam and you implant it into the ground. For eitz yotzi mimena, and then there's a piece of wood that comes out of the beam. Umakiv shteyadav zo al gabizu, and you bring his two hands close to each other, one on top of the other, and they're bound together. Vitola oso, and you hang him that way. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says it's slightly different. Hakora muta ala kosol. You just have that this beam is not implanted in the ground, but rather it's just laying against the kosol, against the wall. Vitolo so, and you hang him that way. Kederach shatabach and osin, the way it was common for butchers to hang a piece of an animal that's being butchered, that they would do it in that way. Umatirin oso miyad, and you or matir him, you remove him or untie him, or the corpse immediately, right after you put him up. And they would actually do this just before the sunset, and we'll see in a moment why. The imlan, because if you were to leave him up there all night long, that would be over Allah belosa say. You wouldn't be in violation of one of the prohibitions in the Torah, shenemar, lo solin nivloso ala eitz, that you should not hang his corpse on the wood. Ki kover tikberenu bayomahu, he needs to be buried on that day. Ki kilas elokim talui, because he who cursed God is hanging. Vegomer, etc. The pasuk continues. Kolomar mipnei mazet talui, this is if to say that why is this person being hung? Menei sheberech es Hashem, because he cursed Hashem. If he's hung up there and people begin to talk about it, it's a chil Hashem. It profanes God's name for people talking about the fact that there was somebody who actually cursed Hashem. The Gemara explains that actually they would bury this eitz from which he was hung. They would bury it together with him so that people shouldn't say this is the eitz. This is the wood from so-and-so who cursed Hashem was hung from. It shouldn't be mentioned. And actually, this is the basis for the machlokas earlier that we had about whether or not the eitz, the piece of wood that he was hung from, that korah, that beam, was it implanted into the ground or not. That actually the opinion, Rabbi Yossi's opinion, he says that since it says he should be buried, and the eitz is buried along with him, you should not stick the eitz into the ground, because then you'll have to uproot the eitz, and you're having an interruption between the mitzvah of Taliyah and the mitzvah of Kavura, the mitzvah of hanging and the mitzvah of burying that eitz along with it. The Chachamim say that no, the concern the Torah had was only that you should not have to uproot an eitz from its natural growth. But if it's an eitz that you artificially afterwards stuck into the ground, there's no concern of an interruption of uprooting the eitz from the place you stuck it in and then burying it. And that's the basis of their machlokas earlier.